Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Basket and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Dan Menigan is in today. Let's bring in a 14-year hero of the show. I say that because he's been with us for all 14 years. He is a true friend of the show. I can't believe it's been 14 years as well, too. Brian Anderson, the pride of Geneva. Of course, Wright State, because we have a ton of Wright State listeners that love to chime in with us each and every week. And, of course, he is the color analyst for the Tampa Bay Rays. Oh, by the way, he played for the Indians, too. And right now, he is on the Fan Hotline. Hi, Brian. What's up, man?
What's up, yeah?
Nothing, boys. I've got my eyes locked in on the road here.
Okay.
I'm making the drive from Tampa up to Columbia, South Carolina. My daughter, my oldest daughter, Rylan,
yes.
Who had spent her first 2 years at Wheaton, she transferred down to University of South Carolina. By the way, big change from Wheaton, Illinois to Columbia, South Carolina, University of South Carolina. But all that to say, I am driving up to see her this weekend, and right now I am driving through, at least in Florida, the biggest speed trap in Florida. That would be Waldo, Florida. Keep your eyes on the miles per hour signs because they go down, and the cops here just love. To grab you, I'm trying to talk to you guys, and I'm trying to stay locked in on the road to get through Waldo unscathed.
All right, before you do that, why don't we give Rylan a little love? Because if she didn't have injury, we'd be talking about her playing volleyball somewhere at some big Division I school right now too. So you should be a proud papa for as good a volleyball player as she was when she was healthy, and you have a son who's a dynamic baseball player too. So let's not forget about that too, right?
Well, it's really interesting. Is you're right about Rye, but she made the transition over to lacrosse, and she became a heck of a lacrosse player. She played club lacrosse at Wheaton because they didn't have an NCAA sanctioned team.
Right.
And now she's playing club at South Carolina. It's not the team, but it's the club team. She made that team and is playing up here. She is a tremendous athlete. And you're right. A heck of a volleyball player. It just was tough for her being 5 foot. You're very limited at 5'1" or
right.
Whatever she is to be able to have a lot of options position wise. But she was a heck of a player. And Jack, he's going to St. Thomas down in Miami Gardens. It's an NAIA school, really good baseball program. And the thing that I liked about it, because of the time that he was limited because of some of the physical issues that he had in high school,
right?
They have a developmental team. So they've got the varsity team, but then they also have like the young kids, you know, a lot of the true freshmen on this developmental team, and that's where he started. But a week ago, he got the call up to the big club. Was impressing enough on that, on the developmental squad, that they brought him up, and he's getting some time to play with the actual team as a true freshman. There's only two. There's only two that are up there right now. So he's making some headway down there, impressing some people.
Proud papa right there. And I know their mom's proud of them too. So, all right, let's get into a little bit of the situation here. By the way,
it was also very strategic on the weekend that I went up to visit Ryland, because we will be going to the football game tomorrow where the South Carolina Gamecocks host the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Ooh, I need your scouting report on Lenora Sellers when you
talk
next.
Yes, we do. Yeah. Will you do that for us?
And give me one on Simpson, too.
I will do that.
Because I trust your eyes on these things. You're pretty darn good at this stuff.
All right. I think we're getting yelled at because we're not talking about it. Now that we've gone down the Anderson family tree, let's start with the Browns. Are you a little bit more optimistic after they won last week or what?
The manner in which they won, yes. I know that the weather conditions were not great. The Dolphins are hot garbage too. So, that's a combo. But still, when was the last time you see the Browns blow anybody out? So that was certainly impressive. You know, defense clamped down with Tua throw for 100 yards, 3 picks. I'll tell you what, I love that we talked about it last week. I love Cleveland's backs. I mean, Sampson, Judkins, those guys, I'll tell you what, you've got a chance to have a pretty dynamic duo right there watching them do their thing. So, yeah, I mean, it was impressive, and it felt good. It felt good. You don't get a lot of games where, in the fourth quarter, you're completely relaxed and know that the team is going to run away with it. So that was awesome. Now, can they build on it? Can they build on it? Because, again, they've got a defense that should keep you in every game. If the offense can just be, you don't even have to be great because that defense is going to keep you around. So, I guess there's a little optimism, but it had to feel good in that building, come Monday, with what they were able to do. And hopefully that, breeds some confidence and, got a tough game this weekend, obviously, with Patriots pretty good. So that'll be interesting. But, I think you have to feel good about it, right?
It was much different week this week than, last Friday, man, I didn't even want to sit here. I had a headache. I mean, I just had a headache from people that were complaining about everything. And I'm like, they just need to win. And they did. And so now I don't have a headache today. So I feel much better.
That's good. And I'm not going to add to it. So that makes it even better.
You're a good man. So you have a distance away from this thing. You're on, you're not in the echo chamber quite as much as we are. How hot do you think the seat is for Kevin Stefanski at this point?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. The real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I don't know. I don't know. Let's look at the hand he's been dealt. He's running out a rookie quarterback, who is not a top draft pick. And he's got a rookie picking him up. So, what can you expect for him to be able to dial up? I'm sure that he's trying to get as creative as he can, but he's extremely limited, and so I would hope that would not be the case, because I think that if that goes away, then all of a sudden, where do you go from there? who are you going to attract as the head coach that's going to turn this thing around in a heartbeat? You know, and we've seen Stefanski with when he's got a quarterback that fits his offense, it can be super productive. Now they've made some terrible calls on the quarterbacks, you know, with Baker and running him off, and you know, Flacco, say what you want about him, but you know, you saw what he did, you know, with the that game against the Steelers that we talked about last week. But I mean, I would hope that it wouldn't be that hot, because I just don't see, if you do make a change, I don't see who you're going to bring in that's going to make any difference at this point. I don't know. I'm not as tied in as you guys. I'm sure there's, you know, hot coordinators being talked about and you know, potential, you know, targets if that would be the case. But, you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't feel that from down here, but I know it's obviously being talked about. And if things go south, yeah, you lose three or four more in a row, then it's probably that's going to happen regardless. So we'll just see what happens this weekend. But, you know, I just don't know. It almost feels like it'd be change for the sake of change.
All right, let's switch gears, BA. Let's talk about this World Series that's coming up here. And you've got the Dodgers. You've got the Blue Jays. You've got the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. Now, you've been there before. You know what it's like to walk out of a league championship series and enter the bright lights of a World Series. What is the difference when you have to step into the World Series?
Really, it's just focus. I mean, you know, the playoffs, you're not guaranteed the next round. You know, you've got to perform all throughout the playoffs. So you really become battle hardened. And so by the time you do get to the World Series, you realize that you are on the cusp of winning the trophy. It's why you play the game. It's why you play the game. I mean, certainly you want to be a big leaguer for a long time. You want to make money. You want to do all those things. But the ultimate prize is a World Series championship. And there have been a lot of really good players, Hall of Fame players, that do not have a World Series championship. And you are on the cusp. At this point, you've been through the battles. It's just, don't make it bigger than it is. Remember, it's still baseball. It's still playoff baseball. Yes, it's the biggest stage. It is the biggest stage. But your mindset just has to be get the job done. And, you know, it's funny because I look back on, you know, the couple of World Series that I got to play in, and specifically even the one with Cleveland. I get more nervous thinking about myself pitching in those games today than I did back then. You know, getting pulled into the LCS in, you know, game six in a 0-0 game in the 10th inning. And, you know, I give up a run there. Obviously, we get walked off by Baltimore and we're going to a game seven. And I'm the GOAT. And what the heck? I'm a Cleveland guy. Would I even move back there? What if I give up a home run to Jeff Codine in game seven? You know what I mean? So going into those games, going into those series, it was like, yeah, give me the ball. I'm going to get the outs I'm supposed to get, period. That was it. I didn't give another thought. I think about going into those games now, you know, and I think to myself, oh boy, man, that was, you know, but at the time it was just give me the ball. I got a job to do. And that's the way that you have to approach it. If you allow your mind to make it any bigger than that, you set yourself up for failure. So you just have to stay so focused on the task at hand. Know the scouting reports, know what you're going to do, whether you're a hitter or a pitcher, and go out there and perform, period. That's it. You got to keep it really, really simple and stay uber focused.
All right, so I hear what you're saying, but okay, so you were in two World Series, 97 with the Indians and then 01 with the Arizona Diamondbacks. What did 1997 Brian Anderson tell 2001 Brian Anderson about getting the job done? You know what I'm saying? Like, where you were able to grasp what happened with Grover and what happened with here, and then understand that to beat the Yankees in 01. I mean, come on, man. That you had to have learned something that you had said to yourself, okay, this is what I'm doing different this time.
No, I didn't do anything different because in 97, I had a wonderful run in 97. You know, I wasn't on the roster when we played the Yankees in 97 for the, you know, and ended up beating Rivera and moving on.
And,
I got added to the roster for the LCS against Baltimore. And I remember when Grover called me in, he said, look, BA, he goes, I have no idea how I'm going to use you. You just be ready from the first pitch on. Perfect. And so I wore myself out that first game. I remember sitting down next to Eric Plunk in like the fourth inning thinking, and I asked him, I'm like, how do you do this for 162 games? I feel exhausted. And he is laughing about that. It was funny. He's like, listen, you'll fall into a routine. You'll be fine. And the best thing that ever happened is we lost game one of that series against Baltimore. I got in the game. And I pitched a couple of innings. And what that showed me, I'd never been in playoff baseball before, and here, you know, we're on the cusp of getting to the World Series. And I get in that first game, and I remember throwing the first pitch and thinking to myself, it's just baseball. It's just baseball. Go get them. I mean, everything is max effort, of course, but it's just baseball. And I was able to take that through that 97 run that we had and had a lot of success. Just realizing it's just a game. Be prepared and go out there and let it all hang out. So when I got to 01, it was like, yeah, I've done that. And in fact, you know, in 99, we won the division. You know, 98, we're an expansion team. 99, we win the division, and we're playing the Mets in the first round of the playoffs. And they had to use Al Leiter, their ace, in a play-in game against the Reds to get in. So he's not even on the docket. We got Randy Johnson going up against Masato Yoshii, and we are heavy favorites. And they beat us in game one. We win game two. They beat us in game three. Well, guess who's starting game four? And it's a five-game series, so we're down 2-1. It's an elimination game. I'm starting game four at Shea Stadium against who? Al Leiter, their ace. It was his turn to come back around. And again, the lessons from 97, just go compete. Go compete and don't leave anything behind. No regrets, balls to the wall, everything, let it all hang out. And I went seven innings in that ball game, and I came out with a 3-2 lead. And I'll be doggone if they didn't tie it up. And then that was the Todd Pratt walk-off homer in extra innings, and we got eliminated. But it was the same thing. That was in 99, and then you fast forward to 2001, same thing. Our run through the playoffs then, hey, when they hand you the ball, you go out there and you compete with everything you got, every pitch like it's your last. And that was it. And it worked for me. And I had, you know, say what you will about my, you know, my career numbers, whatever. My postseason numbers were fantastic. And it was a lot of that. It was that opportunity that I got with Cleveland, with Grover, getting into that first game and just realizing, hey, this is still just baseball. And yes, the lights are brighter and the stage is bigger, but that's just baseball. I'll never forget when I got drafted. Tony LaCava, I've probably told this story a million times on your show, but I remember him telling me, I'm 21 years old in my draft year, and he was the national cross checker for the Angels. And he said to me, you know, not everybody can play in October. And I remember not responding. I just thought to myself, what does that even mean? Like, what do you mean not everybody can play in October? It's baseball. June, October, January, what does it matter? And then you fast forward to 97, when I get activated, and I'm shagging for BP game one in Baltimore at Camden Yards, and those words came rushing back to me. And I'm like, oh, I get it now. I get it now. It's bigger. It's bigger, and some guys can rise to the occasion, and there are other guys, even really good players, that shrink under the spotlight of postseason baseball. And I got it. I understood what he meant. Not everybody can play in October, and I was very fortunate throughout my career to be able to play very well in October.
The best friend of the show, Brian Anderson, joining us on the hotline. You did well for yourself, and another guy who did well for himself too, Shohei Ohtani. Oh my God.
Good Lord, right?
Oh my God. Six innings and three bombs? What the hell is that?
I know. And I love the couple of people out there, the national pundits, that kind of downplay that. Like, oh, listen, it's been done before. No, that hasn't been done. Listen, to what he did to go out, throw six innings, punch out 10, and hit three bombs, like, that would be an unbelievable game in Little League. He's doing it in the postseason. He's doing it in the LCS in an elimination game. I mean, it's just beyond. The guy is an absolute amazing player, And boy, if he can stay healthy on the mound with what he does at the plate, it's just that was an incredible performance. Like I said, you pull that off in Little League, and that's huge. And he's doing it at the highest level of baseball that there is in the world.
All right, BA, who do you like?
Listen, who do I like?
Yeah,
I'd like to see the Blue Jays give us a series, but I don't know how you pick against the Dodgers. That team just looks, and I used the word last week, and I'll say it again, they look impenetrable. I mean, they just have an answer for everything. It starts with that starting pitching that's healthy. Every guy can absolutely dominate. And, oh, by the way, they throw out a pretty good offense, too, and they catch the ball. So that team just looks unstoppable. I think they're the heavy favorite. I think that they should be. I think ultimately that they win the series. However, could you give me six? Could you preferably give me seven? That would be fun too. That's what you're hoping for. I just don't want to see them roll through the Blue Jays like they rolled through the Brewers.
See, I think Toronto can hang BA. And the only reason I say that is they put the ball in play. They play really good defense on top of that. And the starting pitching has been good enough to get the gig done.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. That's the one thing that is impressive about that team. They have an old school feel to them, with the fact that they don't strike out a lot, that they find a way to move the baseball and move base runners. They've got some guys who, throughout the season and obviously through the playoffs, have been very, very clutch, starting with Springer. Alejandro Kirk is a guy. Don't sleep on him. He come up with some big hits for that team. Of course, Guerrero Jr. I mean, they do, and they can hang with them. I love their manager. He is an old-school, you know, grinded out, you know, John Schneider, the manager of the Blue Jays. And, oh, by the way, you know, they're coming out of the American League East. And that's a tough division. That's a gauntlet of you know, the Rays. I know we had a down year, but the Rays have always played the Blue Jays really, really tough. You know, you've got to go through the Yankees. You've got to go through the Red Sox, much improved Red Sox team. So they are definitely battle-tested from what they were able to do in the division and then obviously making their way, you know, through the playoffs. So I agree with you. At the same time, you look at that team in the other dugout, and that's about as complete of a team that we've seen, you know, in the playoffs and World Series in a long time. And everybody's healthy and for the most part, and everybody's playing well. So it's going to be a grind, but like I said, get it out there, get six, seven games in there, and give us something to be, to feel good about going into the offseason.
All right, BA, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, man. Appreciate you.
All drive right. safely,
all
man.
Right, boys, have a great week.
Drive safe.
Yes, sir. Take care.
All right,
okay. Don't speed. No one wants you to make a donation to the local police department.
Thanks, BA.
Yes, absolutely. See you, boys.
Peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered.
For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.